Music from Black Motion featuring Umsaki with I Rise, Colors of Sound as well, came through with Rainbow. In studio, we are having a chat with the Senior Director for Revenue Administration at the University of Johannesburg, Mr. Mzwakhe Matukane. Sir, welcome to the Ego Trip in 2020. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Pumzile, and good afternoon to your listeners as well.
It's good to see you.
Thank you.
I mean, we were having a chat how we last saw each other in 2019 at some event.
Yes. Yes. Been a while.
So this afternoon, we're talking everything related to NSFAS, right? But before we actually start our chat in studio, I want to understand your role as the Senior Director for Revenue Administration at the University of Johannesburg. What do you do exactly?
Thank you. So I am responsible for two departments. The first department is student finance, which has different subdivisions. One of them is NSFAS. I'm responsible for bursaries, student debtors, cash paying students and cashiers as well. The other department that I'm responsible for is institutional fundraising. So this is now a department that is responsible for fundraising, either scholarship, research, and any other projects that the university might be seeking funds.
Yeah.
So we go out there and do fundraising.
Yeah. And for someone who's currently sitting at home and doesn't understand what NSFAS is all about, can you briefly explain to us?
Sure. NSFAS is the National Student Financial Aid Scheme, administered. It's almost under the DHET wing, the Department of Higher Education and Training. We as the university, we administer the funds on behalf of the NSFAS scheme. Mm. So what happens is that a student will apply for a grant, previously a loan, but now it has been converted to grants for students who have applied since 2018. So we administer those bursaries on behalf of NSFAS. A student applies directly with NSFAS. NSFAS will assess their application forms, and then at the beginning of the year, prior to registration, then they'll send us a list of all students who have been successful in terms of bursary awards.
Mm. And what is the latest update regarding NSFAS?
Look, talking UJ specific, every year we register about 23,000 students who are funded by NSFAS. About 17,000 of those students are continuing students. These are students who were funded by NSFAS last year, and then they are continuing in 2020. And then about 6,000 of those students, we call them, you know, your first year students, the first time entering students that are being funded by NSFAS. Like I've mentioned, so we get a list at the beginning of the year where NSFAS says these students have been approved. Please lift the financial block for the students to register, and we do so and allow the students to register as well. There's quite different scenarios in terms of lifting a financial block for a student. For an example, your first year student, we need to make sure that they are registering for a formal program that is funded by NSFAS. And then the second thing as well, we need to make sure that the student that is funded is actually admitted at UJ. Because NSFAS will only fund a student who has an admission status. For continuing student, there's few tests that we have to do before we can lift the financial block. The first test that we have to check is that the student has maintained the 50% pass rate
that is required
by NSFAS. The second thing as well is to make sure that the student is still registering for a qualification that is funded by NSFAS. And then the last test, NSFAS has an N+2 rule that they apply to all students. What it means is that if a student is enrolling for a three-year degree, NSFAS will allow them an additional 2 years to complete their studies. So you find that in most cases, some students have already exceeded the five-year that is given. Obviously, if you talk about qualifications like LLB, which is a four-year degree, NSFAS will give the additional 2 years, and then in total it's six years. So we need to check whether those students have not exceeded the N+2 rule. And for those students who have exceeded, unfortunately, NSFAS will retract their funding for those years that the student is continuing.
And they won't be funded.
Yes.
And we also understand that students have questions. They have have inquiries. Yes. Sure. What are some of the inquiries that students have when it comes to NSFAS?
Yeah, look, beginning of the year, we had quite a number of queries and challenges, if I may put it that way, from our sides. So in the beginning of the year, we picked up that there's qualifications that NSFAS has flagged as not funded, effective from 2020. Just to give you a background, these are qualifications that the universities is in the process of phasing out those qualifications in order to introduce new programs. So these are the qualifications with an end date enrollment of 31st December 2019. Mm. And then, so what NSFAS said is that we do accept that there will be students on the pipeline. These are students who are doing their second and their third year.
Yeah.
So they've agreed to fund those students to say that if you are continuing, we'll allow you to complete your qualification. But what it means for first year is that they will not be funded for this program because
they'll
according to
out.
The end date in of enrollment was last year. Mm. So these are the challenges that we had at the beginning of the year. But we have resolved it internally from our side and yeah. also communicated to students that they can now register.
Mm.
The other issue that we had as well is the release of supplementary results. So there are students whose academic results at the end of last year, they couldn't meet the 50%. They had to do supplementaries
yeah.
now in January. So the results are out. Some of the results are out this week. So we've been receiving queues, getting queues from students who want now to update their academic results.
Mm.
The queues are quite long because we are dealing with about 1,600 students who are affected. So we will ask for patience from students as we try and update their academic results as well.
And when you talk about patience, how long is this?
Yeah.
I mean, considering that students are frustrated as well. I mean, they want to know where they stand.
Mm-hmm. Look, we are also aware that registration is closing tomorrow. So we are pushing the queues as quick as we can.
Mm.
And we want to make sure that by tomorrow in the afternoon, all the students that are required to register have registered and all their queries have been resolved as well from our side.
Okay.
And then just to clarify as well, there is students who are funded by NSFAS, but they have been carrying a historic debt that is not covered by NSFAS. So the university allows those students to sign an acknowledgement of debt, but they are not required to pay that 50% upfront payment that we normally request from cash-paying students. So we just want the NSFAS-funded student to acknowledge the debt, and then they can proceed and register. I know that there's miscommunication from NSFAS-funded students to say, I don't have the 50%.
Mm.
We do not require them to pay the 50%. We just want them to acknowledge the debt. Thereafter, we'll lift the financial block for them
okay.
to
register. Okay, so I want to understand this properly. When you're yes. talking about those students, can you give me an example? For instance, I used to pay for my fees,
yes.
right? And then it got to a point whereby I couldn't pay for my fees anymore, and then I applied for NSFAS.
Yeah.
That's the debt that you're talking about.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Got
sure.
it.
Sure.
And then are there any questions that students have that you had to deal with as NSFAS?
Look, we are also aware that there are students who were admitted by the university, but for one reason or the other, they were not able to apply for NSFAS last year. So NSFAS has communicated to the university that they will make provision for students who have not applied to at least apply this year. We have been given tight time lines to finalize this. So we have been assisting students. We have communicated to potentially qualifying students to say, please bring in all the required documents. There's a form that the student needs to complete, the supporting documents, for an example, the ID of parents or their guardians and proof of income or affidavit and so on. All the requirement all the required documents are on the NSFAS website. So we have opened our NSFAS center here at APB where students can go and get assisted. We have scanning facilities just in case they want to scan their documents as well. There's another NSFAS center that is in Soweto campus as well where the students can go and submit their forms. So we urge those students to go and approach. This is applicable to first year students only. So it's not open to your senior students, but only the first year students.
And let's get this right. The late applications for NSFAS that you're talking about, if one succeeds, they will be funded for this year, that is 2020.
That's correct.
But then there's also been complaints, I mean, from students who complain that they haven't, their registration fees from NSFAS haven't been paid. How is this really going to work if you're opening late applications for 2020, yet we're still having people who applied in 2019 and are still complaining about registrations not being paid out?
So we have an arrangement with NSFAS to say that we do understand that NSFAS is supposed to pay us by end of the year. We need to have received all the payments from our side and also a list showing who gets what from the students as well. So we did receive money from NSFAS, but what we are waiting for is almost like an allocation report to allocate those funds to the student fees. But this should not restrict students to register because we know who these students are. So we make provision, we lift the financial block for that student to either register or access their academic results if they have already graduated. So it shouldn't be a problem for a student who's continuing for 2020 as well. So we do make those provision, whether the outstanding debt is still reflecting on the financial statement of the student.
Absolutely makes sense. If you've just tuned in, we are having a chat with Mzwakhe Matukane, who is the Senior Director for the Revenue Administration at the University of Johannesburg. Don't forget, we are on social media. If you have any questions, hashtag the Eagle Trip.
UJFM. UJFM.
Trying to find the one that can fix me. I've been dodging death in the 6 feet.